Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Enviro People. I am your host, Issa M, and today we're going to be talking about wind power. So this is another type of renewable energy. We've already talked about two other types of renewable energy, hydropower and solar power. So if you're interested in those, please go check those out. Those are really good, just little tidbits of information about different types of hydro and solar power. But today we're going to be talking about wind power. And this is an episode that is going to sort of mirror the structure of the other two renewable energy episodes, but we're gonna have a little bit of a spin to it as well. So to kick things off, again, we're gonna be starting with a simple definition. So wind power is a renewable type of energy, and it uses the motion of wind to create energy or electricity. So keeping the same structure, we're going to be talking about the how wind power works, the pros and cons of this wind power, the major reservoirs of it, and today we're going to be also talking about different similarities and differences between wind power, solar power, and hydropower. So we're going to be kind of talking about all three different types of power that we've talked about in previous episodes as well. Alrighty, so for the most part, wind power, there's really only one type of wind power, which is turbines. I'm sure many of you have seen these massive wind turbines. They're pretty much these huge, like, big white towers, pretty much, and they have blades on them. So, because they're big and massive and they have these big blades on them, the blades are created so even any slight motion of wind will turn these blades. And these blades are hooked up, as you probably know, that there's like a middle portion where all the blades like come out of. That's called the rotor. So the blades are hooked up to this rotor that then is also hooked up to a different generator that converts the motion of the blades into electrical energy. So these big onshore wind turbines can be close to 100 feet in height. So it's very big. I know my house is about like 200 feet, so it's like five times the size of my house. Sorry, my house is like 20 feet, my bad. So it would be five times the size of my house, which is crazy. That's like super duper tall. So yeah, it depends on where you're at, but they can get up to that height, which is really crazy. So these big massive turbines are just spinning around and creating a whole bunch of energy. So we can see the similarities in this with wind and hydropower. If you haven't checked out the hydropower episode, please do. This kind of give you a little bit more of an insight on the similarities we're talking about. But anyways, so it is very similar to hydropower because both hydro and wind power use turbines, use the motion of some, object, I guess if you call wind or water object, if you use the motion of the wind or water to create energy, and it uses a turbine as well. So again, like a kind of similarity between two types of renewable energy that you may not have thought of before. So both of these use wind and water to spin a turbine that is hooked up to a generator that uses the motion of whatever is moving to create electricity. This is very contradictory though towards solar power, because solar power just really uses solar rays to create energy instead of the motion of anything. So hydro and wind use motion, and solar power just uses solar rays to create energy. Furthermore, because of this motion and both hydro and wind power, they're using the motion, or otherwise known as kinetic energy, to create electrical energy. So if anybody's taken chemistry or physics, they would understand that kinetic energy is like the motion, something that's moving to electrical energy, which is, as we know, as electricity. So those are kind of the similarities and differences between the three different types of energy we're talking about today. So yeah, so wind power is just big massive turbines just hanging out in the middle of the air, spinning around, creating energy. So that's pretty much what wind turbines are. Alrighty, now time for our pros and cons of wind power or wind turbines. So a pro, again, we're talking about renewable energy here. So that's a very big pro. It's renewable. It doesn't, require any mining or whatnot to get it, and it's renewable, so it's consistently available. So you're not doing much, to get it, pretty much. Additionally, because it's renewable, it is zero emissions. You're not emitting anything into the atmosphere because all you're using is just wind, natural wind that's happening to spin around a turbine, to spin around the blades to create electrical energy. Additionally, what's a really big pro, because a lot of other pros are kind of expensive, is that wind turbines are actually pretty cheap and easy to install. I mean, you pretty much just erect a big tower with some blades on it and call it a day, and that's pretty much how you make it work. So that's one of the pros. So yeah, additionally, sorry, on the other side, on the con side, talking about the dependability on wind. We have to depend on the availability of wind to have wind power. Kind of correlates again to the different types of renewable energy in both hydro and solar power. So all these three different types of renewable energy depend on the availability, if there is that. You know what I mean? So wind power depends on wind, if there's enough wind to create the energy. Hydropower depends on how fast the water is rushing and how much water there is. So talking about kind of reviewing, talking about dam hydropower, you need enough water. Sorry, both and dam and tidal, you need enough water so that there is enough motion to move it. And additionally, there needs to be enough high tides and enough water to be rushing to turn the turbines to create the energy. Again, going back to solar energy, you need enough sun, you need enough solar energy to create electricity. So in all these three different types of renewable energy, it depends on the availability of whatever we're trying to get the energy from. So that's pretty much one of the big cons in all of these different types of renewable energy. You need to have it. You need to have a place that can convert enough of that availability into actual sustain like attainable electrical energy. So in this case, we need to depend on wind. We need to depend on the availability of wind. In hydropower, you depend on the availability of water. And in solar power, you depend on the availability of sun rays of solar. Additionally, another con of hydropower is it is pretty loud. Talking about different similarities we have within the different types of renewable energy, hydropower also is pretty loud because it also uses turbines. So if you think about anything spinning, any motion, there pretty much is some noise that correlates to it. So in both hydro and wind power, there is some sound that is pretty loud. So that's a con in the sense that it creates noise pollution, so it can interfere with other animals in their communication and whatnot to, talk and stuff and to mate and whatnot. So that's just a con to be aware of. On the contrary, solar power just uses solar rays, so there's pretty much no sound at all correlating to it whatsoever. So that's another plus for solar power, and another thing we have to look out for wind and hydropower. Additionally, because wind power is a big, massive turbine, 100 feet in the air, it has the capability and has been seen in the past to kill other animals like birds and bats that fly around, because it's pretty much three big blades just spinning around in the atmosphere. So that's not too great for different birds and bats that are flying around. So that's another thing. It is loud, and it kills some animals, unfortunately. Furthermore, it also takes up a lot of space. It is pretty tall. This is like just sticks straight up, and this has some blades around it. So it is takes up a lot of space and not the most keen thing to look at. But yeah, to kind of connect with these different types of renewable energy, it's so most similar, I feel like, wind power. The actual creation of it, the creation of the power, is most similar to hydropower, because it's using a turbine and it's pretty loud and whatnot, but it uses the same like idea of kinetic energy into electrical energy. But it is pretty similar to the solar towers to tower solar power, in the sense that it is pretty much a massive tower that is creating energy. On the contrary, though, solar towers need a whole field, pretty much, of the mirrors and lenses. If you guys want to understand this better, please go check out my solar power episode. I explain it a lot better in there. But I'm just trying to connect the different types of renewable energy, so we have a kind of a better understanding of like how different things that work and which ones you might think are better or worse depending on like where you live or whatnot. So you can just have a better grasp of, you know, what these different types of renewable energy. So from my perspective, I find wind power is very similar to hydropower, but it has some aspects that relate to solar power as well, as in the solar towers, because it is pretty much a massive tower, just has blades on it instead of like molten carbon monoxide, I think it was. I'm not sure, I kind of forgot. It's in my previous episode though, or two episodes previous, so please check that out. So yeah, so it is, going back to the wind power episode, it is, wind turbines are pretty loud and they depend on wind. They can kill flying animals, and they take up a decent amount of space, but they are renewable. They have zero emissions and they're pretty cheap and easy to install. So that was kind of a long pros and cons, cause I was trying to relate different things together. But major reservoirs, we're talking about the best places to have this type of energy. If we're thinking about like where is the windiest place you can have, and that's like where you want to have wind power, sorry, excuse me. So if you have the most amount of, you know, rushing water, that's where you want to have hydropower. If you want to have the best place to have wind power, you want to have like the windiest place you can find, pretty much. So some good places to find these spots to have wind farms would be to on rounded hills or other areas that funnel intense winds, like mountain gaps. So you want the most like intensive amount of wind that you can possible, so that it can spin these blades like as fast as possible and create the most amount of energy. So again, a great spot would be to in mountain gaps, so like in valleys, so that all the wind is channeled in one direction and can spin the turbines fastest, and on rounded hills. So that's another aspect. Additionally, real life areas that are optimal for these wind farms and main sources of wind farms are China, India, the US, and the UK. I'm not sure if you guys have seen like any movies or TV shows or something that happen in the UK, but for the most part, if we're talking about the what would be the most optimal type of renewable energy to have in there, with the three different types that we've talked about so far, I would probably would be wind power, because for the most part, you really see like the UK being like kind of gloomy and rainy, and also like pretty windy, because they like seem to have a lot of storms, because it's pretty much an island, like at the top of the Atlantic Ocean. So if you were to like think of like any type of, at least for me, that what comes to mind, like any type of like renewable energy that'd be like the most optimal to have in the UK would be wind farms, would be wind power, because they have a lot of wind there. So anyways, additionally, coastal regions are great to have for wind farms. If you think about it, I mean, who has ever, like, I know I live in Vegas, so who's ever traveled to like California and you go to the beach and there's like consistent wind and you're just like, oh, like the beach is so nice, but like there's so much wind like in my face. That's like an example of why they have wind farms and different wind turbines on coastal regions, because it's a great spot to have because there's so much wind there. It would probably be best, at least what I would think, is to put these wind turbines and wind farms like on cliffs and stuff, because not many people are using cliffs versus like beaches, you know what I mean? So like if you're going to have a wind farm, you might as well put it somewhere where people aren't gonna be there really. So put it like on a cliff and have like the most amount of wind available, because it's coming the coastal regions are awesome because the wind that comes off the ocean like hits the where it is on shore, and so it spins the turbines fastest. And to add on to this, there is also such thing as offshore wind farms. So I know we've been talking about like onshore wind farms, the ones that are on land and that like you can see like driving down the road. You can see like, oh, there's a wind turbine over there. That's like that would be like an onshore wind farm because it's on the shore, it's on the land. But there's such thing as offshore wind farms. So I don't know if you guys have ever like seen them, because I don't know how often you're like hanging out in the ocean. But if you should totally look it up, because they're pretty cool. There's these big wind turbines that are just like stuck like in the middle of the ocean, and it creates a ton of energy because these things are massive. They're huge. If you talk about onshore wind farms, the ones that are on land, they're like 100 feet in height, like max. Like that's like the biggest they get. But just so freaking massive, but they're only like 100 feet in height. On the other hand, offshore wind farms, the ones that are in water, that are like, in the ocean, they're in gulfs, in like big lakes, pretty much any big body of water, offshore wind farms are like 300 to 500 feet. They're huge. These things are like ginormous, and they create so much energy because they're so big. Because they're in like the most optimal place to have the most amount of wind, because they're in the ocean, they just create a ton of energy because they're huge, they have really big blades, and there's so much wind there. So it's a great spot to have wind farms is in the ocean. That would be the pros of it, kind of like unofficial like pros. But then the cons of that would be that, again, talking about sort of like hydropower, is that it is pretty loud because it is in the ocean, and the wind, the turbines just spin around, and it's like in the water, so it's not really great for all the marine animals in there because they hear this big massive turbine spinning around and around, you know what I mean? So again, other things you have to think about, turbines are kind of loud, but it's a great spot to have it because it creates so much energy. The only other con that kind of correlates with offshore wind farms is because they're in the ocean, they're kind of hard to reach, hard to get to. So it takes a little bit more time to, or and more effort per se, to get the converted kinetic energy of the wind to electrical energy back to on the onshore, back to where it can be used. So there's just more resources are put into the idea of getting the available, getting the attainable electrical energy that is created back to the electrical grid so we can use it. So that's pretty much the two cons, that it's just loud, and it also is it's harder just to get the energy back to where we can use it. But for the most part, offshore wind farms are awesome because, out of sight of people, nobody's really looking at them because they're like in the ocean somewhere far away. They're huge and they create tons of energy, and they're renewable, like I said, so they're not like producing anything in the atmosphere, but they're just loud and they're kind of far away, so we just have to kind of make up for that in that aspect. But I just thought that was really cool when I looked it up, that there's offshore wind farms, so these things are like ginormous, and they're stuck in like the middle of the ocean. So just another thing to think about. I'm not sure exactly the statistics of how much we use like onshore versus offshore, but just putting that out there. Hopefully we learn more about how to use the space that we have on our world, and try to figure out how to create the most sustainable type of energy, which in my idea would be probably renewable energy, just because it's renewable and it's, always going to be there pretty much. So those are pretty much the only cons, that it's in the ocean and the onshore ones are on land. And I was just thinking about this, like coming to my mind, talking about the similarities and differences. It kind of correlates again, that wind power is pretty similar to solar tower power, because there are farms. They're pretty much big farm, like this big, I guess, plots of like land, or I guess water, that they're you just erect these big towers. The only difference really being is that there's one tower and solar tower power, and that there's multiple towers or turbines really in wind power. But wind power is pretty versatile in the sense that I guess that would be a pro of it, is that I've gone traveling a lot and you've seen there's not necessarily always wind farms, but there's usually always like wind, like a, you see like a random wind turbine, you're like, oh, I wonder why that's there. But again, it's generated a lot of electricity for whoever's using it. But in the sense that you don't necessarily need to make a farm per se, you don't need to make like a whole bunch of wind turbines to create energy. You just really need one, and whoever's using it. But the sense that it's more versatile than other types of the renewable energy that we're talking about, because you can pretty much create them wherever and like wherever, and you can create how many you want and how big or how tall. So in that sense, it's you can pretty much do with whatever you want with wind power, because you have like complete autonomy to whatever you're doing with it. But I thought that was kind of interesting, a little tidbit of to think about that. It's probably one of the most versatile in the sense that you can pretty much do whatever you want with it, versus solar panels, I guess, because you could place them wherever. But yeah, that's probably the one of the biggest differences I've seen. But yeah, for hydropower, I feel like that's like the least versatile, just because you have to have a place where there's enough water and big enough to create a facility for it and stuff, versus wind power, wind turbines, and like solar panels are like the most versatile, because you can create them wherever, and you don't necessarily need like a facility to convert that electricity back to convert the kinetic energy into electrical energy. So those are different things that kind of spin around my head, if you catch my drift, about these different types of renewable energy. Alrighty, so I think it's now time for a little overview, a little recap of what we've talked about, learned about today, about wind power. So I mean, for the most part, wind power is pretty simple. You can kind of just understand like how wind power works. It's just a renewable type of energy that uses the motion of wind to spin around blades on a turbine that is hooked up to a generator. So I know we've talked about generators. I'm not sure if a whole bunch of you guys know what generators are, but they're just these, I don't really know how to explain a generator, but like they use the kinetic energy, the motion of something, and like the turbine, and they convert that to electrical energy. So they convert something that you wouldn't be able to use like actual like electricity from into something that you can create electricity from, if that makes sense. So like you're not getting electricity just from wind. Like you need the turbine hooked up to the generator to create electrical energy. But that's pretty much like the hardest part of both like hydro and wind power, is that it needs a generator. So you need a turbine to spin around to create kinetic energy, to then hooked up to a generator to create electrical energy. So yeah, so that's just done by big turbines spinning around in the wind. And the biggest, there's not really two types of hydropower. There's just two different places they can be. So they're both, there's big turbines. But the difference is that one type is onshore, which is on land, and the other type is offshore, like we talked about, in the ocean. So that's like the really two big differences in wind power. I know we talked about in hydro and solar power in those episodes that there's solar towers and solar panels and hydro tidal power and hydro dam power. So those are two like specific different types of power within the same like concept, versus wind power, there's just turbines, but the varies on the height and where they're at, pretty much, is like the big difference between the two. Additionally, talking about the different pros and cons of wind power again, it's pretty pretty cheap and easy to install. It's pretty versatile. You can place it wherever. You pretty much just need wind. And it's renewable. It doesn't emit any CO2, any emissions. It's just like a very clean type of energy, very like pretty much easy type of energy to have. On the contrary, it is dangerous for animal life, and is pretty loud. And then depending on where the wind farms are, or depending on where the wind turbines are, it can be a challenge to get the generated electricity back to the electrical grid for people to use. Again, we talked about this with the offshore wind turbines that you need. There's just more effort that has to go into like going out to the ocean and whatnot, and creating like all the electrical wires and whatnot, or batteries, to get back to the onshore, to back to where people can actually use the electricity that was produced, that was created. But for the most part, the only really cons of wind power is that you depend on wind, so it has to be where there's windy areas. And I guess in the sense that it's just loud, it's just kind of loud, and it hurts or kills different animals, so just to watch out for that. But yeah, that's kind of the overview of it. For the most part, wind power is very usable and beneficial type of renewable energy, and it definitely should be further explored because there's a lot of potential with it. In the sense, again, it's very versatile, very adaptable. Can put it wherever, can hook it up to whatever electrical grid, wherever we need it, really. And it's also a naturally occurring system. You're just using the wind that is already happening, but just now creating electricity on top of that. So it's like a two for one. Like, the wind is there, great, there's wind there, but now we're doing something with it. We're creating energy with it. And so yeah. So thank you guys so much for learning about wind power with me. I hope you guys understand that a little bit better, and again, I hope you understood the similarities and differences we sort of talked about between wind power, hydropower, and solar power. So we're talking about solar, we're talking about solar rays, we're talking about the motion of water, and we're also talking about the motion of wind, and how we went over wind power today, but we kind of correlated all three together in like a big learning sesh of these different types of renewable energy. So thank you guys again so much for checking out this episode. I hope you guys learned a lot about wind power. My goodness, I'm getting mixed up now. About wind power. And if you guys want to check out hydro and solar power, please do. Those are the previous episodes we talked about. And I think we're going to be continuing on this trend of renewable energy. So look out for another episode of renewable energy. But we'll catch you later. Thank you so much again. I'm your host, Issa M, and I hope you guys have a fantastic day and know that much more about wind power. Have a nice day, guys.